We travel a lot. We regularly jump on planes to visit schools or private companies where we give keynotes, hold workshops, teach, or simply share ideas. As we do every summer, at the beginning of June 2021, the three of us flew up to the Akwesasne Territory, part of the Mohawk Nation, on the border of the United States and Canada, west of Montreal. This is an intensive program. Over a five-week period, 14 young Mohawks participate in over 80 hours of intensive yoga and mindfulness training. When they graduate, they are fully trained in our Mindful Leader program and ready to share this knowledge with other young Mohawks. That's not all. We also partnered with local community educators to provide mental health awareness training, guidance in managing a classroom, and traditional Haudenosaunee cultural education. We also teach basic skills essential for any future career path, managing finances, becoming confident at public speaking, building a strong resume, and resolving conflicts. These newly minted young leaders get a weekly stipend too, which helped many of them financially over the pandemic. Now, these young people are employed and earning as well as learning, providing relief during the unexpected challenge presented by the COVID-19 pandemic and allowing trainees to fully prioritize their training. There are multiple reasons we do this, but the primary one is our belief that struggling communities all over America and the world need to learn from each other, support each other, and work collaboratively together to design new ways of living to elevate their kids' prospects and uplift their communities in a joyful, hopeful way. At the end of the book, you'll hear about how we encourage our students in Baltimore to become teachers themselves, or at the very least, actively share what they've learned with their family and friends. This is very purposeful. There's only three of us, and if we had to teach every class or mentor every kid, our program would have run out of gas years ago. Our goal is to seed communities all over the country and eventually the world with the techniques that will empower them to thrive and blossom in a way that conventional society, education, policing, and government policies actively squash. Uncle Will, hold on, you'll hear about him in a few, always told us that you have to wipe the dust off and let your inner light shine out. On an individual level, this is easy to understand. If you've ever had a deep meditation, you've experienced that sensation of clarity, calm, and acceptance. But it has bigger implications too. We interpret this as a light that has the potential to sweep across the world like a lighthouse, illuminating a rough sea. This light is less about us swooping in and doing the work than it is about highlighting the talent and energy and potential already in these local communities. We share our knowledge and support, but once these groups are up and running, they need us less and less. This trip to the Akwesasne would probably be one of our last, at least in a formal capacity, as the program was rapidly evolving into a self-sustaining model. It was primarily a working trip, but frankly, after a solid year of negotiating COVID, we needed a break. It was a relief to fly over the vast, unbroken forests of upstate New York and look down on land that, in appearance at least, comes as close as you can to uncolonized in the continental United States. Our hosts, of course, have a different perspective. Our hosts in the Akwesasne Territory are members of the Mohawk Nation. The name Akwesasne means land where the partridge drums. And in their language, they call themselves Ghanaian Gahaga, or people of the flint. Like most First Nations or Native Americans, the Mohawk had a complex relationship with the early European settlers. In the 1500s, the Dutch arrived. Initially, relations were good. The Dutch suggested they were the fathers and the Mohawk were the sons.